with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where we're already at the tail end of Bear Week. And Mike, the Bears are 1-5, but in the NFL, bad records don't necessarily mean a bad team.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's very important. We talk about it all the time. You have to stay, you know, locked on the video. So just watching them, particularly the last 3 weeks, they've done a lot of nice things. Their offense is moving the ball very well. Actually very efficient moving the football. They've had some hiccups in the red zone, but with that, you'll be impressed with just the way they're playing. I know I was watching the tape. Defense, you know, it's really a staple of John Fox and Vic Fangio. I mean, those guys fly around. They're going to, you know, it's going to be a solid fundamental scheme, definitely, you know, and there's always, the presence of potentially, you know, empty pressure with that. And special teams is definitely a reflection of how John coaches the game of football. So it's going to be another tough Packer Bear night.
Mike, your veteran players obviously know enough not to be misled by an opponent's record. Do you have to emphasize that point to your young guys? Because you've always got a bunch of young guys.
No, absolutely. And that's a big part of your messaging each and every week. Our football team understands the importance of winning division games, but they also understand the history and tradition of this game. So there's a reason why we're playing on Thursday night football. It's really, you know, it's all about the tradition, the history. But our focus is really, you know, once we get past that, is just to dial in and make sure we play our best football game.
Mike, as of late, Jay Cutler hurt, Brian Hoyer in. Quarterback rating a little over 100, but the thing that jumps out at you, he's yet to throw an interception. For the second week in a row, we got a guy who's yet to throw an interception.
No doubt about it. No huddle, very efficient, a lot of field screens. You know, they do a very good job as far as the pattern runs to the right, zone runs to the left. So you can tell he's very much in command of that no huddle offense, you know, through the, you know, the three personnel groups that they utilize it. So he's been very, very consistent.
Not a bunch of names Packer fans may be familiar with as far as the Bears go, but one of them is Alshon Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. No touchdowns for him yet, but he's averaging almost 17 yards a catch, a big play threat.
No doubt. Big receiver, big target, does a good job with yards after the catch, but you can't fall asleep on him in the red zone. So he's obviously a huge target, and it just, you know, if you look at his history, particularly down there, he's definitely a challenge as far as matchup.
Bears got a starting left guard by the name of Josh Sitton. Josh playing like Josh Sitton?
Yeah, I mean, Josh very consistent. He looks actually very, very comfortable in their scheme. I think one of Josh's greatest assets, you know, was his instincts and his understanding of the game of football.
Mike, you talked about the defense briefly earlier. I may be wrong, but I think it's the first base 3-4 team you've played this season. Are they a true 3-4 team? Are they in it a bunch or not much at all?
Well, I mean, they're in it when you play base. You know, yeah. I think with it's no different than us. I mean, we're a base 3-4 team, but really sub defense or sub offense. You know, the game, the National Football League has really gone to a sub game. So you only play, I think we averaged 16-18% base defense the last 3 years. So, and it's no different with the Bears. But, you know, with that being said, yes, we have the 3-4, you know, the actual 3-4 look, you know, of the 3-4 defense on our boards as far as our planning. And with that, we haven't played one in a while. So we haven't played one this year. We actually haven't played the 3-4 since we played in Kansas City in the preseason. So, you know, it's a little review of base roles and things like that. So it's been good for our guys. But, you know, we'll see how much they play it.
The guy that jumps out at you, especially statistically, Willie Young. Yeah. Guy's got 6 sacks already this season. Yeah. Big-time edge rusher.
Definitely. You know, high motor. You know, does a great job of second, third reaction. And so, and with that, and you look at just the way our tackles have been playing, those will be great matchups.
Mike, of course, you're operating on a short week, and you have a history of being successful with challenging schedules. What's the key to being successful when you got a challenging schedule?
Well, I think it's like anything in this game. You got to be proactive. We do a lot of pre-game planning. This is something that really starts in the off season when you go through your division opponents, tracking the division opponent as they go through the preseason. And with this, you know, we as coaches, we game planned last week, the Friday and Saturday prior to the Dallas game. So just got to stay ahead of the game because, at the end of the day, our job is to prepare our players and make sure they're ready.
Mike, short week, and I'm sure coming out of the Cowboy game, there are some things you want to, quote, get fixed, like putting the ball on the ground. That's something you guys don't do. How do you go about getting things fixed during a short week? Not a lot of field time.
Well, I'm a huge believer you get when you emphasize, and it's our responsibility to always emphasize the most important part of the game. That's the fundamentals, but more importantly, the techniques, the details and the techniques of the fundamentals. You know, every giveaway in the Cowboy game was clearly preventable. It's also something you review is in video and in coaching, but you just get down to the drill work. You know, Tuesday and Wednesday we'll have an opportunity to have practices will be cut back, but we'll definitely do our fundamentals.
Mike, earlier in the week you mentioned that you're going to be stressed health-wise at corner and running back. How do you go about dealing with that challenge as you approach the Chicago Bears?
Well, it's part of the journey, and it's unfortunate. You feel it makes you sick to your stomach to the individuals that are going through the injury, have the injuries themselves. The running back positioning, we'll definitely have some changes prior to the game Thursday, and we'll continue to work through that in the game planning. And the cornerback issue is something else that's kind of fluid we're still working through.
Thank you, Mike. More of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
I'm Lance Allen. Coming up next on the Mike McCarthy Show, our special guest safety Morgan Burnett talks about ending Dak Prescott's NFL record streak and rival Bears coming into town. Morgan will talk about it coming up next.
Receivers left, snap to Prescott, looking around, scrambles right, tries to dump it off.
Yes, and it's intercepted! Intercepted, Morgan Burnett, that'll be grabbed at the 15-yard line. Morgan Burnett makes a huge play.
Back at the Mike McCarthy Show with our special guest this week. He is safety Morgan Burnett. Morgan, thanks for joining the program.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be here.
Seventh season. Where does the time go? You came in during the Super Bowl season. Now all of a sudden you're a veteran.
Yeah, it goes fast. I'm in my rookie year. Guys like Charlie Pepper and Nick Collins tell me, like, man, these years will get up on you quick. But I didn't believe it until now. I'm actually going through it, man. The years do really go fast.
I did say that you're a safety, but this year kind of a new hybrid role. You play almost a little bit of a linebacker-type role, closer to the line of scrimmage. How is that going for you, and what difference does that make for you?
I mean, it's going good. I'm just the type of player, man, whatever the defense asks for me, I'm willing to do it and do it to the best of my ability. So, I mean, no matter where they line me up, just know you're going to get 100%. And you got to find a way to get the job done.
Now, you got to brag a little bit. I know you're kind of a quiet guy, but Dak Prescott had a streak coming into this game, and he got up to 176 passes without an interception, longest streak in NFL history to start his career, and you ended that streak. What did you see on that play, and how did you pick him off?
Oh, it was just a situation where he was man-to-man coverage, and going against a great tight end, a crafty tight end like Witten, I knew that I had to be sound in my technique, patient with my technique. And I did that, and then once I turned around, I seen the ball coming. And the most important thing is just to catch the football. So I had my eyes locked in and came away with a pick.
Rare show of emotion, too. I saw you kind of get up close to that wall and tell the crowd what it was all about.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the emotion going, and then you feel that emotion coming from the crowd. So, I mean, anytime I had the opportunity to just get the crowd involved, I feel we got some of the best fans in football. So just to get them involved, it gave me emotions, and I'm pretty sure it gave them a lot of emotion as well.
Morgan, I know you guys take pride in your run defense, but 191 yards against Dallas given up and 5.8 per carry. What are you guys thinking? And do you have that little bit of chip on your shoulder now after that?
Oh, definitely, because, I mean, as a defense, that's one of our goals is to stop the run. And they kind of got us on that end going into the game. But, I mean, we can't hang our hats and feel sorry for ourselves. We have to get in the film room, be hard on ourselves, grade ourselves tough, and then find a way to get it fixed, which we will do. And I'm pretty sure just feeling the environment of the locker room, guys are motivated and anxious to get back on the field and get this thing rolling.
To your credit, you guys never use the injuries as an excuse, but you went into the game without Sam Shields, obviously, without Quentin Rollins, and then Demaryius gets hurt during the game. How tough is that in your role and HaHa's role as well to kind of get those young guys in position and do what you need to do back there?
Like you say, it's tough just to see any of your brothers get injured and you pray for them to have a speedy recovery, but I have 100% confidence in any guy that they bring in there, because the way that our guys prepare themselves, the way that they compete on the practice field, that I know whenever their number's called, they're going to be prepared and ready. And like I said, I have total confidence. There's no burden on me nor high, because we know that those guys are going to do what they have to do, and we have to be accountable ourselves to be there for them and have their back as well.
One of the best safety tandems in the league. What is it like playing alongside Ha-Ha Clinton Dix?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And like you said, that relationship we have on the football field, it carries off of the field. And I think that's why we gel so well on game day, practice field, in the film room. We're constantly communicating with one another, and we have a good relationship. So now once you build that relationship, I mean, it's all fun and games when you go out on the field.
Short week. Everybody has to prepare for a Thursday night game at some point. What is that like, trying to get ready for the Bears in just a short amount of time?
Yeah, it's like basically you have your normal routine. Now you're trying to cram it all within almost a day and a half. So you got to find ways to have a speedy recovery from whatever soreness you have from the week. Try to get a quick mental aspect of it going in. But these are the type of games where you got to really rely on your techniques.
Final question is, it's Bears week. You prepare the same for every game, but do you sense a little bit of amped up energy, fans, anything of that ilk, because it is a big rival?
Oh, definitely. Just those, I mean, every game is important. Every game has this intensity, but when you go into those division games, especially when you're facing a division opponent, the intensity is going to rise a little bit more. The rivalry makes it a lot of fun. You know, the fans are really going to get involved with it. So that's what I say. Guys are amped and ready to go, and we're looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to that as well. Morgan, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you.
Morgan Burnett joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay tuned for more.
To Lacey, has a hole right side, 50, outside on the 45, he's to the 35, skates by a defender to the 30, he's down near the 28-yard line of Dallas, Damian Wilson finally got him down, 25-yard burst by Eddie Lacey.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show, and the head coach is about to show us all the whys and wherefores of a really cool play.
Well, this play here is a keep. It's right off of, you know, one of our basic keep plays as far as the action. But usually you run the run and then you run the keep. But we've run this basic keep a number of times. So with that, we make the run look exactly like the keep. So if you look at this right here, Richard Rodgers comes off in motion. He goes in we call it a yo-yo motion while back. So this is obviously an indicator that a keep's coming, because if you just watch number 59. You know, Hitchens, the way he reacts to it. So right to that point right there, the footwork, everything as far as running the keep, you know, the last four times. And this is trusting yourself, Scott, being creative. But more importantly, you know, it's the details. The footwork is exactly the same all the way to this point for the keep. So if you keep your eye on number 59 here, you can see, hey, he watches tape too. He's preparing for the football game right there. And he spins out there ready to play that keep. And you can see the action of, you know, Justin Perlow on the backside coming down on the defensive end. Makes it look like a bad cutoff by design. Richards, you know, looks like he's going to run a slide route, but he seals it off. JP keeps climbing. He can bypass 59 because he's taking himself out of the play and continue downfield. Excellent read by Eddie. This is outstanding. The offensive line, it's a pure outside zone on the front side. We get a little penetration, but with that, we just keep pushing. Job well done there by J.C. Treader. And Eddie, you can see Eddie's kind of thrown off a little bit by the spinning of 59. And Eddie does a great job just pressing a hole. And you talk about, you know, that second level running. And here's just a great job by Eddie. You know, Eddie's going to be seeing low tackles the rest of his career because he's such a dominant force, particularly in the second level. And it's just a great second level. Good job by Jordy Nelson there, downfield blocking. You know, that's a big-time run.
It certainly is. And Eddie, that is just one of at least three or four times he did the hurdle during the Cowboy game. And as you mentioned, people have decided, hey, we got to cut this big man down. It's not working against Eddie.
Well, no doubt. They can't tackle him high. Low tackle is the way really Dallas was. I think every single one of them went low on him. So, but yes, I mean, it's a product of his success breaking tackles.
And one other point I wanted to make, when you were mentioning in your diagramming the keep, you're referring to a keep pass for our friends at home.
Exactly, QB movement. I mean, you're faking the run, and then you come to keep pass off. And obviously, it's a staple play. That's really the basic number one keep in our offense. Aaron's obviously very effective at it, getting Aaron Rodgers on, you know, on the perimeter. You're going to see, obviously, they were looking for it and just taking advantage of a good self-scout.
Thank you, Mike. Good football stuff. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, not surprisingly, coming off a loss, everybody's got their stuff about what's wrong with the Green Bay Packers. I want to change and turn the tables a little bit. What do you like about this football team?
Well, I definitely like the attitude and the makeup of it. You know, this is definitely a team that's built on the offensive and defensive line. So, you know, with that, it's unique to the 2016, you know, roster. And I think that's what you have to stay focused on. So we're really focusing more on what's right with our football team, building off of that, and just keeping in touch with reality. You know, so regardless of what the outside criticisms are, I mean, we have a data analytics department that is second to none, in my opinion, and just the way we go about things, and as far as self-evaluation, we're on top of it. And what I like about our football team is the accountability. So, hey, it's never as clean as you want it to be, but at the end of the day, it's about winning games, and that's what we have to do Thursday night.
One of the guys I like about your football, I like on your football team, rather, is Morgan Burnett having a Pro Bowl season.
Absolutely. You know, Morgan's had some unfortunate injuries, but he's been one of the top leaders on our football team and, you know, one of the top guys on defense. So commands a lot of respect in the locker room. But, you know, with that being said, he's just one heck of a player. So I think you're seeing not only his performance, you know, as far as consistency, but how he is so flexible. You know, we played him a couple different positions, you know, particularly in our sub packages. So he's given us great football and, more importantly, great flexibility.
Mike, you mentioned your different packages. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Big Five comes out against the Dallas Cowboys. You also had a little OT situation for Jason Spriggs to come in and play tight end. How do those things come about?
Well, frankly, it's just getting back to the way we used to do it. You know, we went to exclusive no huddle the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. And frankly, I'm a big believer, you know, don't get too far away from the basics. And we drifted a little too far from it, in my opinion. But the no huddle is a great weapon, and it's something that, you know, Aaron and our offensive guys, you know, have put a lot of time, and there's a great commitment there. And it takes a lot of work, particularly in the area of communication, particularly between the players. So that'll always be a big part of what we do. But the fact of the matter is, it's a long year. You have to utilize all your players, you know, both on offense and defense. So getting back to the, you know, multiple personnel groups gives us the opportunity to play everybody, have everybody contribute. And, you know, and with that, you stress the defense. There's more creativity. There's more scheme, which is obviously more preparation, more commitment from the coaches and players. But it's really utilizing everybody.
Thank you, Mike. More of the Mike McCarthy Show when we come back in just a moment.
Through their Touchdowns for Charity program, Sargento Cheese helps alleviate hunger in Wisconsin through donations to the Hunger Task Force and Paul's Pantry for touchdowns scored by the Packers during the 2016 regular season. Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men, 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
Back one more time on the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, a word I heard you mention during your Monday press conference this week, confidence. Now, very important to a football team, but when you have things to correct and so forth, how do you do that and maintain that overall confidence?
Well, I mean, confidence can be used loosely, as we know in the arena of sports. But you know, most importantly, I mean, we have a confident bunch, no doubt about that. You can see just the energy and how they go about their business. So, but it's the confidence in the details. You know, whether it's the top of the route or it's the physicality at the catch, or, you know, as far as the finish in a block, you know, as far as the wrap on a tackle. So, to me, those are the little things that you have to go, you know, fight through and play at the, you know, at the upper level of confidence. So we're just, you know, it's that one more step mentality and just cleaning up the details of our fundamentals.
Mike, thank you, and good luck against the Bears. Thank you for watching. Until next time, Take care.